Hi, and welcome to a SearchBusinessAnalytics.com podcast. I'm Craig Stedman, the site editor of SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and I'll be speaking today with Brian Jordan of BIT Advisors about common mistakes that organizations make in designing and building business intelligence dashboards and performance scorecards. First, to introduce our speaker, Brian is a partner and co-founder of Business Intelligence Technology Advisors, Inc., or BIT Advisors for short. By either name, it's a professional services firm that specializes in planning, implementing, and supporting business intelligence and data management systems for corporate clients. Brian oversees all aspects of sales and solution delivery at the company, as well as the development of business relationships. He has more than 12 years of experience in the BI industry and previously was CEO of Business Intelligence Technologies, Inc., which merged with Golden Consulting Group, LLC, to form BIT Advisors in 2009. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Brian.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking about dashboards and scorecards.
So, what's the biggest mistake that companies make when they're designing dashboards and scorecards?
Well, I'd say the biggest mistake that they make is they don't look at the data first. So they get this idea in their head that they have to have a dashboard and a scorecard. Especially nowadays, everybody's got them. It's a big buzzword in the industry. And what they don't do is they don't really define the requirements properly, which translate to the data. They kind of do it off the cuff. And so, as an example, we'll go in and they'll say, oh, hey, listen, we've got this data source and this data source. Can you bring it together and put a dashboard together? And we'll start doing some basic looking underneath the hood and find out that the data is just really lousy. And that, to build a scorecard or a dashboard would be putting the cart before the horse. So that is really the biggest thing that we see is they're so dead set on having a dashboard or a scorecard without really considering all the underlying data or a data integration strategy first.
And what are some of the other common mistakes and missteps that you see on dashboard and scorecard projects?
Sure. Yeah. So I think another one that's fairly prevalent is IT building out what they think the users or the business want. So, hey, listen, I field a lot of reports from these people, a lot of requests from these people. We know the data. They don't know the data. Why don't we'll go ahead and you guys tell us what your requirements are, and we'll build it, and we'll roll it out to you. And what ends up happening is the business just keeps doing what they're doing. So they'll just keep using Excel or whatever other tools they have at their disposal to grab the data themselves and then push it into Excel and build their own dashboards. So I think that there's a lot of disconnect between IT and the business, and therefore IT tends to try to build what they think the business wants. That's another common one that we see is the lack of requirements. So we'll go into a customer and they'll think, oh hey, we've got this really well defined. We want this, and this, and really the requirements are very loose. And it's not because they don't know what they're doing. It's because because they don't know what they're doing. They have never done this before, and so they don't know the right questions to ask. They don't know what some of the pitfalls are. They don't have a project manager that's managing the process, or they don't have an analyst that understands, how to make the connection between the data, and the requirements. So I think that's another big one is just the lack of really good requirements on the customer side. So those are the two ones I think are, besides the whole data quality issue, are the most prevalent.
Okay. Can you give our listeners some tips, project management tips maybe, on how to avoid making those kinds of mistakes?
Sure. So I think a big one is in every project that we have, you need to have a project manager, engagement manager, a person who's really dedicated to making sure the requirements are gathered properly, making sure that milestones are being met, making sure that they're getting access. The big one is making sure they're getting access to the resources on the business side that will define these dashboards and the requirements. We see it time and time and time again where there's good intentions, this is the project team, but because these people are busy or whatever, they don't have access, or we don't get the access that we need. And it's not just an hour interview. It's an hour interview, then another hour interview, then it's back and forth and back and forth, really asking and answering questions of the business as we define out these requirements. So that's one is really making sure that the project manager has what they need and the processes that they need to get access to the right people in the business. That's a big one. We got to make sure that the executives are on board and that they're dictating to the business that they have to be involved in this. This is a change in culture. This is how we're going to do this going forward. And as such, you own the requirements and you own the data. So they got to get the business on board and make sure that they're kind of forcing them to be involved with these projects. Because as soon as soon as you let them, they'll go do their job, and then they'll rely back on IT. Hey, I already got what I need, or I've got Excel, that's all I need, those sorts of things. So that's another tip. And I think that you do need to keep, you know, that said, as much as the business needs to own these types of projects, you need to keep the IT folks involved and making sure that they realize that they're very integral in the project, but they really need to own the data. They really need to own the data security, the data integration, and you know, governing and maintaining the applications and the infrastructure of the application, not necessarily, you know, owning the content, if you will. So it's really it's a bit of an art. I mean, and I think, you know, we've got it down. We have a methodology that's repeatable. And, you know, it's taken years for us to nail down how we do these things, make them repeatable, make them successful. So those are some tips, I think, that you can employ to avoid making the typical mistakes that have been made, you know, time and time again by customers.
You mentioned that it's an art. So overall, how hard is it to build effective dashboards and scorecards that really meet an organization's needs? Do a lot of these projects end up being failures?
I don't think they end up being failures. I think that the ones that we are involved in, you know, they tend to go quite well. And I tell all my customers, I said, it's all about the data. I mean, if the data is good, if you let us come in and do what we need on the data side, the rest is, you know, it's fairly straightforward. I mean, you decide, once you're comfortable with your data and you know your data is good, it's valid, and you can trust it, you know, you can build any dashboard that you want. You want, you know, a widget over here, a widget over there, or what have you. You know, you spend your time really... You spend your time worrying about how you consume that data and the analysis of that data versus, you know, can I trust the data? Is it valid? Who built this? This doesn't look right. Those sorts of pitfalls that we see in all types of BI products. I will say when an organization, you know, tries to do it themselves, what we see is a lot of overlap, a lot of manual work. So I don't think they're failures. I just think that they're very inefficient. You know, for example, you know, you've got the IT folks building queries that from the disparate data sources. They send in the data in a flat file or in an Excel spreadsheet, and, you know, your analyst is getting that from four different people in different areas of the business, and they cobble that all together and they push a dashboard up to the executive. So the executive, unbeknownst to them, is getting what they need in terms of the, you know, the type of information that they need, but it's very inefficient, very manual, and it costs a lot of money to produce the types of dashboards that they're producing versus automating it, you know, setting up the data or the business logic within the data to pull it all together, and really being able to distribute and push that information out to the business to make it, you know, to empower them and make it more efficient for them to do their job. So I don't think, like I said, they're failures. They're just, they tend to be very, very inefficient, very manual.
Okay. And with that, I think we're out of time. So Brian, thanks for sharing your insight with us today.
My pleasure, Craig. Thanks for the opportunity. And look forward to working with you going forward.
As always, thanks to our listeners for joining us. You can learn more about BIT Advisors at www.bitadvisors.com. Be sure to listen to the companion webcast with an in-depth presentation by Brian on best practices for managing dashboard and scorecard projects. And go to searchbusinessanalytics.com to find more podcasts, as well as news and trend stories, case studies, videos, and best practices tips in data visualization, business intelligence, data analytics, and corporate performance management. Until the next time, this is Craig Stedman, signing off.